What if your top salesperson was 1,000 times more efficient? And what if a limitless digital workforce helped your number one find leads? A super team working 24/7 on their behalf. Thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks so more deals closed. What if with every sale, each customer felt like they were the only customer? That would be one very efficient sales leader. Now, imagine if every person on your team worked to the power of 1,000. They can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. David Maxwell, were helping us very carefully with the Koreas, and there are headlines of the Koreas that are important to pay attention to. David is the Vice President of the Center for Asia-Pacific Strategy. A puzzling headline, I have two gentlemen to help me interpret it, is South Korea. Unification Minister says he does not agree with the view that North Korea is South Korea's main enemy, instead calling the North a threat. That looks very carefully to have been constructed to, in some fashion, say it in English. However, I puzzle if there's nuance here that's important. David, a very good evening to you. You're not the main enemy, but you're a threat. That is language that is purposely built to confuse. What is being conveyed here by the new government's unification minister? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening. And South Korea always finds itself in is the shrimp among whales, caught between superpowers and between enemies. I think you're right about the nuance, and it is really targeting two audiences. First is the naive belief that South Korea can engage North Korea and can be nice and conciliatory, and that North Korea will respond. This is Sunshine Policy 2.0. That giving carrots to the North, being nice to them, will moderate their behavior. The second, though, is the threat part is being conciliatory towards the United States and, you know, not diminishing the threat totally from North Korea. And so this is South Korea walking the tightrope. And as I'm sure Gordon will discuss, the views of the administration that they call it engagement, but I think Gordon and I would both call it appeasement. And this is really the view that is very troubling in terms of North-South relations.
Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Gordon, you have a question or comment for David?
Well, Dave, I certainly agree with you. The administration of Lee Jae-myung, who was elected on June 3, is certainly appeasement or worse. Question is, who does the unification minister nominee think is the main enemy?
Yeah, I said in my comments, my written comments in my daily news today, maybe that China is the main enemy. But I was being sarcastic by saying that. Really the main enemy, though, should be, as I mentioned, the adversarial cooperation of the CRINC of China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea. It is that grouping that is really the major threat. While we focus on China, obviously South Korea has to defend from the North, but really it's this grouping of all four that I think is a real threat. I can't put words in the minister's mouth and say that he recognizes that threat from this adversarial cooperation.
David, backing up from an amateur's point of view, what is it that the new government in South Korea wants to achieve? This word unification, there's got to be more than that. Is money going to change hands? Are we going to see tourism? Is there a taking down of the DMZ?
Well, I think that's a little premature. I think, obviously South Korea wants to engage. They want to have people-to-people contact. They want to reestablish family reunions. They want to talk about reestablishing visits, tourism to Kumgangsan, the Diamond Mountain. They want to engage North Korea, which, of course, could be a conduit for money. We know that during the Kim Dae-jung administration, more than $1 billion changed hands. and led to this summit in which Kim Dae-jung was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, which was really a summit paid for by South Korea to have that summit, which was not public at the time, of course. So that's all very possible. But I think that, you know, this government wants a Sunshine Policy 2.0, engage the North to moderate its behavior, and then move towards peaceful coexistence. And I think that they are misled by Kim Jong-un's statements last year, in which he said no more peaceful unification and that South Korea is the main enemy and that they are two countries. And I think the idea that they're two countries leads some in South Korea to say we can have peaceful coexistence. And of course, this could be translated and interpreted by the incoming Minister of Unification is why they should change the name of the Ministry of Unification to something else, the Ministry of Inter Korean Cooperation or something like that, and divest themselves of the Ministry of Unification, the unification aspect. And of course, I argue completely differently. I argue that the Ministry of Unification should divest itself of intelligence, of foreign relations negotiations, and should be the sole planner for South Korea to plan for unification. Because unification is the only way to solve the security problems in Northeast Asia. You know, solve the Korea question that's outlined in paragraph 60 of the armistice, the unnatural division of the peninsula, and it is only achieving a free and unified Korea that will end the nuclear program and end the threats and the crimes against humanity that are being committed on a scale that we haven't seen since World War II.
Gordon, you have a question for David.
So, David, throughout the history of the Kim regime, it has always been the core goal and, matter of fact, the source of its legitimacy that it governs, has the right to rule all of the Korean peninsula. So when Kim Jong-un says that unification is no longer the goal, that seems to me to be suspicious and certainly cynical. But what am I missing here?
So peaceful unification. He said peaceful unification is no longer the goal. Domination of the peninsula by the guerrilla dynasty and Gulag state of North Korea remains in its constitution. You know, its constitution says it must complete the revolution and rid the peninsula of foreign interference and unify the peninsula. So what Kim Jong-un has said is he no longer seeks peaceful unification, but he did not state that he does not seek domination, which is in fact what they have sought for the last seven decades.
South Korea is integrated into the highest end technology development, Japan, the U.S., Europe. Is that an issue here, David? I'm looking at the economics of this talk. Is it going to in some way inhibit people sharing supply chain with South Korea? We have about a minute.
I think that could be a long-term effect. I don't think that's an immediate effect, but it very well could be, although I think that supply chains are so integrated and we have been trying to decouple from China that we need the supply chains from Korea, Japan, you know, Taiwan, Southeast Asia, and the like. So I think that that's not a near-term outcome, but as the administration progresses and there's more evidence of appeasement of the North, that is likely a possibility and something that we should guard against.
David Maxwell is the vice president of the Center for Asia-Pacific Strategy. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.